Late last week, the state Senate's Finance Committee held a special meeting to take another look at what can be done to address the high energy costs in Alaska. KDLG's Mike Mason listened in and filed this report.
The special meeting of the Senate Finance Committee only included one topic, the high cost of energy. The members of the Finance Committee heard from one of their colleagues, Senator Bill Willikowski from Anchorage. He observed that Alaska ranks first in the nation in the per capita amount of energy consumed.
Unfortunately, the prices we pay for energy are among the highest in the nation. The mean price for gasoline far exceeds the national average, with some communities paying up to $10 per gallon. Alaska pays 50% more for electricity than the U.S. average, and the heating fuel costs are more than double the national average. To make matters worse, these costs are growing. In 2000, low-income households in remote rural communities spent 16% of their income on energy. Over the last decade, this has grown to 47%. The situation is untenable.
Willikowski declared that some kind of action needs to be taken to bring energy costs down and to ensure that Alaskans pay fair and reasonable prices for heating oil, electricity, and gasoline. He then asked the Senate Finance Committee to hire experts to investigate the issue. Willikowski had some ideas about the kinds of questions the experts should try to answer.
What factors cause Alaska's energy prices to far exceed national averages? Is price gouging occurring, and if so, to what extent? Other states have laws which prohibit the charging of unconscionable or excessive prices for critical energy sources. Should Alaska follow suit? What other actions can be taken to bring down energy prices for the well-being of Alaskan families and the competitiveness and success of our businesses?
The idea is that the experts could come up with some ideas and recommendations that could then be taken up by lawmakers when they return for the 28th legislative session next January. One of the lawmakers who's made addressing the high cost of energy in Alaska a priority is District S-State Senator Lyman Hoffman from Bethel. He's one of the co-chairs of the Senate Finance Committee.
You know, I think at a time in our history when this year, after 6 years of savings, we're going to be approaching $15 billion in savings. Prices of Alaska crude are at its highest in modern times, and the state of Alaska is benefiting, but the people of Alaska are the ones that are suffering, and we haven't come up with an adequate solution, although we've have several programs to try to assist them. And I think that this request is quite timely. So, Mr. Chairman, I would move the committee approve up to $150,000 to continue work in reviewing energy pricing in Alaska over the interim to provide the legislature with options to consider during the 28th Alaska legislative session.
Another member of the Senate Finance Committee is Johnny Ellis from Anchorage, who remarked that this new look at high energy prices in Alaska should go beyond previous efforts.
We've had requests to the Attorney General in the past and worked with Ed Sniffen and other people to pursue this in the past. We've been unsuccessful. I've never thought it was as wide-ranging an inquiry or investigation as was warranted by the pain and suffering across the state. And so we envision going beyond the normal channels or what we've done in the past to have a more robust, aggressive look at this to get somewhere rather than just spinning our wheels with the administration.
Most Alaskans see the high cost of energy in the state every time they fill up their tank or pay their electricity bill. But Senator Joe Thomas from Fairbanks says the high costs go even further.
I would suggest that even though it's not considered price fixing, but most of you are aware the price of jet fuel in the state of Alaska has caused us to import our jet fuel actually from Malaysia, and that's due mostly to the production cost or the cost of feedstock for the Flint Hills refinery in Fairbanks is at such a high rate that they cannot compete with that, and it might be reasonable to look at that, not only the price of royalty oil in the state of Alaska to Flint Hills, but also to other refineries, because Tesoro imports their oil that they refine for gasoline in the state. So hopefully the project would be large enough to encompass a look at that, which wouldn't necessarily be considered price fixing, but would be something that impacts, obviously, the price of fuels in the state of Alaska.
Senator Bert Stedman is the co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee, and he stressed that if the proposals come in over the $150,000 limit approved by the committee, they can hold a meeting in the interim to consider the proposal. At that point, the Finance Committee appointed Senators Hoffman, Willikowski, and Thomas to make up a subcommittee that will determine the scope of work and pick the winning proposal. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.